You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's black summer is one of the worst bushfire seasons on record and the worst single event for Australia's wildlife. Professor Chris Dickman from the University of Sydney says the impact is shocking.
In terms of the numbers of animals that were killed or affected by the fires, the numbers are beyond anything that we've seen before.
The Worldwide Fund for Nature has revealed the scale is worse than originally estimated. Its updated interim report is showing nearly 3 billion koalas, kangaroos and other native animals were killed or displaced in the fires, up from an estimated 1 billion in January. Darren Grover is the head of Living Ecosystems at WWF Australia.
That number is, it's almost incomprehensible. I mean, can't imagine what 3 billion animals would look like. So to think that at that event, and it was a serious and a significant event, can have that level of impact is, as I said, it's inconceivable.
Mammals, reptiles, birds and frogs are all affected over an area of 11 million hectares. Darren Grover says the grim update fuels calls for Australia to strengthen its environmental laws to further protect threatened species.
We have to improve these laws. If we're going to make an impact on the species extinction crisis that is looming in Australia.
Leading scientists, including Professor Chris Dickman, say the role of climate change in the bushfire crisis is clear.
2019 was the hottest year and the driest year on record in Australia. And with gusty winds, with fire weather coming towards the end of 2019, that's when things really took off. So yes, I think climate change is a key factor in this whole thing, something that I think we really need to take on board in managing for the future.
That call is backed by climate experts in a parliamentary inquiry into the bushfires. Dr. Andrew Johnson is the director of the Bureau of Meteorology.
And there's no doubt that the causes of that warming have got a significant human footprint on it. That's, I think, very well established, and beyond doubt, the scientific evidence for that is unequivocal.
Dr. Johnson told the inquiry governments were briefed more than 100 times about the bushfire risk ahead of the horror season.
Governments at all three levels were well informed about the risk, and were updated about the evolving risk during the season. Obviously, it's not a static situation.
A statement from Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee says information is assessed and managed by state emergency services and Commonwealth agencies. The weather is one of a number of factors taken into account. In January, the federal government said Australia didn't need to cut its carbon emissions more vigorously to stop global warming. Australia contributes about 1.3% of the world's emissions. The inquiry into the bushfires continues. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.